You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I am actually extremely honored and excited to have my guest on today. My guest is David Modizetti. He's the CEO and president of Evolus. And it's extremely apropos that we have him on today. Just briefly, he has over 20 years of experience in the aesthetic world. He most recently was the senior vice president of U.S. medical aesthetics at Allergan, or the Botox company. And he's joining us today. Hiya, David.
How you doing, Steve? Thanks for taking the time.
Oh my God. Thank you for being here. David, first of all, it's extremely exciting because I'm sitting here holding my very first box of Jeuveau, which is the new wrinkle fighter in the world of fighting wrinkles. And it's today's the launching of this product. It must be very exciting for you and the company.
Certainly is. As you know, the development timelines to bring a drug to market are lengthy and costly. And it's been 6 years in the making. And I can tell you that the team based in Newport Beach, California this morning were all cheers when we started to see the first postings of vials of Jeuveau in offices. And there's been wait lists around the country around the hashtag #NewTox. And of course, today is the day when those patients can start getting this new product.
It's very exciting. I'm sitting here holding it in my hand. And first of all, for everyone listening, Evolus is the first aesthetics-focused injectable company. David, can you explain to the audience what that's actually saying?
Sure. What that means is that we're a company that has a lot of focus in this space. The aesthetic category has evolved significantly over the years. And over that time, companies that have provided product into the space have been pharmaceutical companies. And we retain that pharmaceutical heritage, not just in my background, but as well others on the leadership team. At the same time, we know that for consumers that are entering this space, they view this as a beauty category. And so what Evolus brings is a focus in aesthetics, which is the fusion between the pharmaceutical world and the beauty space. And what you see with the launch of Jeuveau and activities like hashtag #NewTox and social media is just a company that operates differently, not just focused on the product, but the experience for that consumer, very much like doctors like yourself, Dr. Davis, who focus on that experience for your patients when they come into your practice. We as a manufacturer are very focused on making sure that experience with Evolus products and Jeuveau is different.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, David, because, you know, I'm a plastic surgeon. So in my world, every day over the past, I'd say 10 years, and that's one of the reasons why, by the way, I named the whole podcast, the Plastic Surgery Revolution. But as a plastic surgeon, I see exactly what Evolus is talking about in that day-to-day, people from all walks of life are coming into my office. Just the other day, we took care of a fireman that was interested in getting rid of, you know, creases and wrinkles around his face. And we'll have like a middle school teacher coming in to get something done. So I think for most people that are just thinking about what plastic surgery or the cosmetic surgery world is about, they sometimes would have thought it was for the Hollywood person or the movie star. But I think what you're saying with Evolus in general is that you're bringing this product to market to show everyone that this is kind of like a cultural trend, right?
That's exactly right. Look, I think when you trace back the history of aesthetics, what you observe is that this was viewed as just a phenomenon within Hollywood. And over time, what's occurred is that cultural shifts change. And what's happened is people are living longer and they're exercising, they're eating better, and they want to look as good on the outside as they feel on the inside. That's where you turn to different types of technologies to deliver on that. We know that over-the-counter retail products deliver some value, but they don't deliver on performance beauty, which is FDA-proven products that we know will deliver every time. And that's what companies in this space are focused on, and that's what differentiates us with our new product, Chavot, is it is designed to deliver against the glabellar line wrinkles. And that is what makes the product so compelling.
I gotcha. And when we're talking about this in terms of manufacturing a product like this, because we know that there have been other wrinkle fighters in the realm of going after this kind of a market share, but there must have been something that you guys at Evolus really thought that you could do with this product, Juvo, or hashtag Nutox in particular, to really get into, let's say, patients that have been on the sidelines waiting to jump in to a market like this. Can you go into a little bit of what the thought process was about, you know, going after some of the other neurotoxins or the other wrinkle fighters that are in the space?
Sure. Well, what particularly attracted us to this particular molecule about 6 years ago was the purification process. We call it the HiPure technology. As you know, the differences between these neurotoxins starts with the molecule, but it also has to do with the way that the products are manufactured. No different than if you're a wine connoisseur, you know that not all Cabernet Sauvignon grapes are identical. It's the way that they're grown, the way they're harvested, and then the way that they're packaged into the bottle. This is very similar in the neurotoxin world. And this HiPure technology is a new way of manufacturing a neurotoxin. And we put this product to the test. We conducted the largest phase 3 trials in aesthetics, comparing Jeuveau directly against the market leader. And the product data is out there. You've seen it. And it shows that the product performs. Yep. And now, of course, it also comes down to marketing and branding. In the end, we want to make sure that the patient experience is a delightful one. It has to be grounded in science and clinical. But things like hashtag Nutox and the way that we introduce this to the patients, there are different playful ways of making the beauty experience more normalized.
Yeah, and I definitely, anybody that's listening that wants to do the hashtag Nutox will see how playful and exciting the whole product and the whole launch of this has been. I was honored to be part of the advisory panel, and one of the things that I noticed right off the bat is that the excitement that you, in particularly, as well as your whole team, has brought to this space is so incredibly energizing for people that are just watching from the sidelines to see how you're really going to move this through. And my excitement is also coming from the sense that the company Evolus in general is really trying to come up with concepts that are more, if you, like you said before, beauty focused. So it's not just going after a product that was somehow used in medicine, and then they somehow came across a way of using it in the beauty space. You're really addressing it right up front that this is more of a beauty realm. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Like, the name Evolus was designed around this concept of evolve with us, that like any category, this category will evolve as well. And the way that we're bringing it to market is through this program called the JET program. And doctors around the country are receiving these JET packs. And it's a way to expose the entire market to a new way of a new neurotoxin in the market. And that hashtag Nutox has gone viral, as you'll see in social media. And it's just creating interest. In the end, there hasn't been a new neurotoxin get approved in nearly a decade. And innovation is the key to patients having more options and different options, frankly, than what's been currently available. And we think that's exciting for the category, and it presents a lot of opportunity. And then lastly, what we've done that's different is we've developed a digital platform, a focused platform around how we do business. And it allows not only you as a doctor to engage with the company without having to call customer service or do things like those that have traditionally done business, but also for the consumer. In the back half of the year, we're going to introduce a new loyalty program that will transact directly through that same digital platform. And it's designed to make this procedure more affordable. We know patients want to come back 3 times right. per year, but on average, when they're getting treated, they're only coming back 2 times a year. And part of that has to do with the affordability of the treatment. We believe it's our responsibility to make the experience more delightful, but also to make the treatment regimen more affordable so that she can come back on that routine.
I love that. I love that. David, one other thing I want to mention and see if you could help me out with this. So everyone listening, there's a brand new plant that was built specifically for this product called Jeuveau in South Korea. And to get FDA approval of that plant or that whole process down there must have been an incredible amount of effort. Can you talk a little bit about how important it is to have brand new equipment, brand new facility, et cetera?
Yeah, so that's a great point you raise. This manufacturing facility is state of the art. It was built from the ground up specifically for Jeuveau and the launch of this product in the U.S. And I've toured the facility now multiple times, and we've had many of the investigators that were in the trials that wanted to see the facility. In the end, the manufacturing process is the key secret ingredient, so to speak, to what's in that vial that the patient gets treated with. And the feedback we consistently hear is all of the equipment, the way that we've designed the manufacturing process, is state of the art. And when you juxtapose that to products that have been on the market for 20 or 30 years, naturally the manufacturing process has evolved and we reflect the latest of the technologies that are available on the market today.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so exciting. And I know as being part of this advisory panel, listening to all this and watching what was going on and the process that you guys went through to get this approved is just astounding. And I do think that down the road, one of the interesting things that people will start to understand about the differences is almost like a new age approach to doing something and just trying to figure out the best way for them to enter into this marketplace. David, any last thoughts or words for my audience that's listening before I let you go?
Well, sure. Look, I think if you're a consumer who's been considering getting treated, or you're a consumer who's already getting treated with a product, in the end, creating a new technology that's manufactured differently is very exciting. And we believe that by communicating to that consumer in what we call human speak, playful ways like hashtag new talks, or the way that we brand the product or that experience is ultimately part of the overall treatment. This doesn't just have to feel like a medical treatment. It could be bigger than that. And so we welcome everyone to experience Jeuveau, and I'd love to get the feedback.
Well, that's fantastic. David, I can't tell you how thrilled I am to not only be holding my first box of this to inject into a patient that's waiting for me out in my waiting area, but to have the CEO and president of the company on the phone with me today. So I just want to thank you so much, David, for coming on with me. And we're going to get very, very excited over the next week or so, just doing as many of these patients as have been dying to come in to have this done.
That's great. I look forward to getting the feedback. Thanks for taking the time.
I will. Thank you, David. Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. And everyone, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and we'll be back next week talking more.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.